Sean, thanks so much for chatting to me. Great result on Friday night.
Yeah, got the result, so really happy to come home and hopefully put up another good performance for the fans, yeah.
Especially pleasing given the way that results in the past have gone at Scotstoun as well.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've actually won over there. It's a tough place to go, and they're a good team, and they've got some great fans there as well, so it was really always dug deep, and it was really good to get that win.
A lot was made before the game, Sean, of the artificial surface, but it seemed as if you guys were enjoying it for the faster pace of rugby, potentially, that you can play on it.
Yeah, there's a lot of chat about sort of artificial surfaces and normal grass surfaces, but we train on both, you know. We've got a 3G out the back of Kingspan there, so either way, it doesn't really mind us. Like, we can perform on both, yeah.
4-4, delightful way to start the season. Is it nice that you're getting to win these games ugly, so to speak, that it's not really happening very, very smoothly? You're still thinking that there are things left out in the pitch that you want to perform better next time?
Yeah, definitely. It's great to get the win, but at the same time, we know there's quite a few missed opportunities in Glasgow and in the previous weeks and Scarlets games and stuff. So we know we've got a lot to improve on if we want to be in contention at the end of the year. But at the same time, we're really happy to be getting the win and sitting where we are.
In the pack, do you feel that the tempo has increased even more this season? People always talk about Ulster's pace in the back line and pace of the likes of yourself, Sean, as a ball carrier. But do you feel that with the likes of Charles Piatai coming in, that with the greater number of offloads, that the pace has increased for the forwards as well?
I think right across the competition, you can see the pace has increased, especially this time of year when the weather's actually not too bad. But say come Christmas time, it might slow down a little bit, but at this stage, yeah, it's been fairly quick, but lucky our trainers have got us sort of acclimatised to that kind of stuff, yeah.
How nice is it to see Paddy Jackson performing so well in the 10 jersey and controlling the game and aspects of the game so well?
Yeah, Paddy's a class athlete, obviously. He's just come off the back of playing really well over in South Africa there. So, it's good having him back running the ship, yeah.
And how much do you think he has improved under Ruan Pienaar? I mentioned Ruan's name. He'll be leaving Ulster, of course. But how much do you think under Ruan's mentorship and influence that Paddy has really grown into that position?
Yeah, I think it sort of goes both ways. You know, Paddy's offering a lot to Ruan as well. But I think together, they work really well together. Especially Ruan's been around for a number of years now. And Paddy's really experienced, getting really experienced as well. So I think together, they're a sort of deadly partnership, yeah.
In terms of your game personally, Sean, how have you felt it's gone so far this season? A lot of good breaks, breaking through the game line. How have you felt it's gone?
Yeah, it's gone all right, you know. I felt that I played fairly well last week, but still got a lot to improve on, you know. The better never stops. You just got to keep going at it and hopefully put in good performance week in, week out that everyone can be proud of, yeah.
Well, with the likes of Chris Henry down the line returning, yep, and yep. Clive Ross is there, Ian Henderson is there, what do you feel you need to do to really cement your position in the back row?
Yeah, I think just mainly consistency, playing well week in, week out. You can't really afford to have a bad game in Ulster now. As I was talking on radio there, there's a lot of depth. There's a lot of depth in Ulster now. So if you don't perform 1 week, you'll be rested the next week, you know. So I think it's a good thing to have in squad, guys pushing each other. So I think just mainly fighting for that consistency week in, week out, yeah.
Ospreys on Saturday night, the next game, home game against a team that's third in the table and just a couple of points behind you guys, so it's going to be a tight one.
Yeah, they're a class outfit, obviously. They've got some world-class players in there, like Alwyn Jones and Tupuruk, so we've really got to turn up, especially as a forward pack, and hopefully deliver the goods, yeah. We've done some good work this week, so we've just got to make sure we turn up. We can't make that Glasgow game of one off there, you know. We've just got to keep it going and keep putting out good performances. Yeah.
You mentioned Tipperick's name, Justin Tipperick for Wales and Ospreys. What are the things as a back row that you admire about his game?
Yeah, I just really, I've just actually watched quite a bit of him this week. His sort of ball carrying ability, his class, he's got some great skills all in hand. So that's one of the things that I think really sets him apart from other flankers out there.
Happy to be back at home this week and the home crowd again, 18,000. Perhaps it feels like 80,000, does it, to you guys?
Yeah, definitely. When you're back home, the fans here are just awesome, eh? It's awesome coming back home to Kingspan, so the boys are really fizzing, yeah.
And just lastly, I want to ask, with the way that results have gone, you've been able to win the game so far this season, and you've mentioned that there's still plenty of things you want to work on as a team and personally. How much does that stand you in good stead looking ahead to perhaps playoffs at the end of the season and knowing that when it comes to tight games, you can close them out?
Yeah, obviously it's a good thing to have in sort of the back of your mind, you know, not sort of second guessing yourself. But, you know, we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves. As last year, we're thereabouts at the top of the table, and then one or two slip ups and you can be out of the top four. So I think the main thing is just keeping on top of our work and just keep working hard week in, week out. Yeah.
Best of luck. Thanks so much for chatting.
Cheers.